Some have a minhag not to say tachanun. Some have a minhag never to say tachanun, but some have a minhag not to say tachanun a week for the week of Shavuos, like the week you have, you know. And the question is, well, what is that? What's that minhag based on? Like, we know usually Yisruchag, the day after a holiday. What's the custom that some shuls have, including here, of not saying Tachanun for a whole week? So the Mefarshim point out, there's a discussion, what, there's a Yontif of Shavuos, which is one day. I mean, we keep 2 days here because the Chutzlaretz, but really Shavuos is only one day. You found the spot?
Yeah.
And it's a Yontif of Shavuos of a week. Yontif of Shavuos of a day we know. We keep Shavuos for a day, and we just keep an extra day here. But we have Shavuos for a week. So they used to make, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was up, that a week to make up for the carbon. If they didn't bring the appropriate carbon on Shavuos, that a week to make it up. So that's the carbon of the day. So the yontif of the day is for one. It's a malacha. We don't do malacha for one day of Shavuos, and the week is makeup. If you didn't bring a carbon in the appropriate time, you have the whole week. So, since today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have a carbon, so is there like such concept as a tashlumin? Because in fact, that's a discussion. We know there's a question b'zman hazeh whether sviras ha'om is the rice of the rabbanan, whether svir is biblical or rabbinical. That's it. When we count svir, when we counted svir tonight, did we get a mitzvah in our Torah or a mitzvah midrabbanan? A major discussion. We assume pashas is only the rabbanan, but that's a Machlokes Rambam and others, whether Svir is Daraisa or not. So, what's the issue at hand? What seems to be the issue? Whether you say Svir Som is Daraisa, Bizman is there. Clearly, at one point in Jewish history, dollar store? Tic Tac.
No.
I heard they have them in the dollar store, someone told me.
I wouldn't buy anything.
Well, what about the expiry date? Most of the times, it's not dangerous.
It still has a half-life of plutonium. I'm not too worried.
Oh, so that means you would get it in a dollar store.
No, I don't. Dollar store has counterfeit products sometimes.
Dangerous?
Could be. There was in the news about dog treats. People buying dog treats from the dollar store. Dogs were getting sick.
That's crazy. Hope you're getting
that
down.
This out.
Hope you're getting that down, not to get dog food in the dollar store. So either way, it's the machokas where the sphere is the rice of the rabbanon. So the question is, what is the issue? So at first glance, the issue is at one point everyone agreed sphere was the rice. It's a pasuk in the chumash. So why would someone say it's not the rice today? So the issue is, we know there's a mitzvah of sphere to omer, and there's a mitzvah of carbon omer. There's a mitzvah of counting, and there's a mitzvah of bringing the carbon. So the question. And they both happen to be on the same day. The second day is Shavuos, second day of Pesach. So the question is it this coincidental that they both happen to be on the same day? We just learned the Zman. Or are they inherently connected? So if you hold that it's connected, so if we don't have a carbon omer today, the Sfiras omer can't be Daraisa either. It can only be Drabanan because we don't have the carbon omer. The old sphere and the carbon are two different mitzvahs. So even though you don't have the carbon omer, you could still say the mitzvah of sphere is the raisa today. So that's how many explain the issue. But if it's the raisa today, it seems to be an independent mitzvah. If it's connected, so it would only be drabanan. Unfortunately, you can't give this pshat in the Rambam because the Rambam holds it's the raisa. But we always could bring a geographical proof on the Rambam. What do you mean, you ever took geography? So what do you mean, geographical proof? From where the Rambam puts it, in which in Hilchot's blank, we could figure out what the nature of the halacha is. So in other words, where if you were writing the Sfira Sa'omer, if you were writing the halachas, where would you put Hilchot Sfira Sa'omer? Under which category? Hilchot's what? What would make sense to put it next to what? So I know what you're thinking. I'll help you out. Either you'd put it in Hilchot's Tfila, because we do Sfira Sa'omer in davening, so that would be a logical place. Hilchot's Pesach, we start. So the many places it could be. Yet where is it? In Hilchot's Karbanos. The Rambam puts it with the laws of Tamidim and Musafim. So clearly, the Rambam is telling me there's a link between the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer and the Karban Omer, and yet he still says it's Daraisa. How could that be? You understand, if you hold it's biblical, so you hold it's an independent mitzvah. If you hold it's rabbinical, it's connected to the Karban Omer. How could the Rambam be pushing and pulling at the same time? How could he say it's Daraisa at the same time say it's linked? So there's a famous piece from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, from the Soloveitchik, that's Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather.
I listened to a shir of his last week.
Who, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik?
Yeah.
Which
NYU.
One? The one that was here, not the Chaim Soloveitchik I'm talking about.
Before my time, I don't know. But I listened to a Chaim Soloveitchik.
Yeah, but you saw a picture?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it for you.
What was the topic? Shemitah?
No. I couldn't even tell you
that. It was that...
It was good.
It was that deep.
Yeah. You mean you had the recording on, you mean, while you're in the room, you mean? Is that what you mean by we listened to this year? Or you were biking, or what happened?
Yeah. Second from the bottom.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm quoting.
Okay.
I said watering the garden in Shemitah.
Yeah.
That's my chavrusa, my good friend. Actually, he was the one who was in Hamilton for many years. We were chavrusas in YU, in the Yad and Yad in Kolel, and his father is the great, he's no longer alive, but people still learn his svarim, so he's alive, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. That was the, when Rabbi Mordechai Green talks about his Rebbe, the Rav, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is the Rav's brother. So that's who he is. So he was in Hamilton for many years. So could you water your garden in Shemitah? It's a rhetorical question, don't worry. So therefore, how could the Rambam say both? So it's very fitting as Yom Yerushalayim is coming up this Wednesday night. So there's a whole discussion about the sanctity of the temple. So clearly when the temple was up, it had Kedusha, it had sanctity. What about Bizman Hazeh, or even post 1967 we have Yerushalayim, only we don't have the temple. We don't have the temple up. So the question is, does the sanctity of the temple, does that remain today, or is it no longer with us? Do we say that since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, of course it's still a special, no one says it's nothing. Everyone agrees it's a special place, but does it have the special sanctity? So that's a dispute in the Talmud, a dispute in the Rishonim. The Rambam's opinion is, and the way we paskin, that the Kedushas HaMikdash remains. The sanctity on the Temple Mount remains even today, even though there is no temple. Because Makriv and Afa Pisha Engelbai, we follow the opinion in theory, one can bring sacrifices even without a temple up. So therefore, according to the Rambam, there is sanctity today, but for technical reasons, we can't bring a karban. Let's say the Kohanim Atame, we don't have the Big Day Kohuna, and a list of other reasons. That's a separate year. Why, if in theory we can bring karbanas, why don't we? But, issues of Tumas Kohanim, Makam HaMizbeach, etc. For technical reasons, we can no longer bring karbanos today. In fact, it could have been after Bayis Sheni, they were bringing the Karban Pesach for a little bit afterwards. The Pesach Sheni actually could be one of the easier, the Karban Pesach is one of the easier ones because it says that you don't need a reyach, you know, it's not something that needs a reyach nicholach, etc. But either way, the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, in theory, one could bring a carbon today. So the question is, so how does that help us? So Rav Chaim says like this. During the time the temple was up, so how did it work? They counted Sfiras Omer at night. They counted Sfir the first night. And they brought the carbon Omer the next morning. They brought the carbon Omer in the morning. So we see clearly counting Sfira wasn't dependent on the physical bringing of the carbon. Right? How do we know that? Because even when the Beis HaMikdash was up, they counted the night before. They counted the night before with the understanding they were going to bring the carbon the next morning. So that's what Rav Chaim says today. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds Sfiras Omer is deraisa even today. Aye, what do you mean deraisa? He connects it to the carbon Omer. He puts it in Hilchos Karbanos. And we know we don't bring karbanos today, so how could it still be the right? So the Rambam says, no. When it counts Sfira tonight, or the first night of Pesach, second night of Pesach, but the first night of Sfira, I'm counting, and I plan on bringing the carbon Omer the next morning. When I get to the next morning, there are technical problems that don't permit me, but potentially, there is sanctity in the temple, and I can bring a carbon. It's only a mere technical reason I'm not giving. So therefore, when I count Sfira, in theory, I plan on bringing the carbon. So it's no different than it was Bisman Beis HaMikdash. Because let's say someone counted, let's say when the temple was up, someone counted Sfira. And for some reason, they couldn't bring the carbon Omer the next morning. Would anyone say Sfira's Omer wasn't Daraisa? Of course not. You counted Sfira with in mind that you're going to bring the carbon Omer. Practically, you don't bring it, so what? Not so what, but as long as you have a good reason. So if something came up, you couldn't bring it then, and something comes up all the time now. Many technical reasons why we can't, and therefore that's how he explains the Rambam. That the Rambam's opinion is that Sfiras Omer is deraisa even today. So we have a middle opinion. We have Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says, today counting days is biblical, but counting weeks is rabbinical. That's also based on so how does that help us? So that's how some explain, that's how I began. Some have a minhag during the week of after Shavuos not to say Tachanun. So why? Because we have a holiday of Shavuos biblically we have a holiday of Shavuos one day, and we have a holiday of Shavuos for a week of not bringing a karban. So that's the distinction Rabbi Yerucham said. He says, Sfiras Omer counting days is separate. We have that. We have the biblical holiday today. Therefore, counting days is still... We have the one day of Shavuos, so counting days is still biblical. I count my 50, I'm 50. But counting weeks is only rabbinical because we don't bring the carbon Omer. And therefore, it should come out that the whole concept should make any sense today of keeping Shavuos for a week, that we don't have a carbon Omer, this shouldn't be Tashum, and that's why most have a minhag to say, it makes more sense to, one should say Tachanun. However, some, you know, you'll follow the minhag of Yeshua, but the minhag of not saying Tachanun made sense when you bring Karbanos, so the whole week was a time of Tashum, but it's difficult to say today that we only have a Yantiv of Shavuos one day. We don't have a Yantiv of Shavuos 7 days. It's a difficult minhag not to say Tachanun for a whole week, but, you know, whatever your minhag is in this shul, you'll continue to follow.